y'all, we are here. Y'all, we're here in Walnut Hills. Vader is here with me, and it's our annual trek out here for the Walnut Hills weather forecast to predict if people will be sleeping for another 6 months, or if they plan to leave the boudoir before 6 months. Vader, I'll just send it right over to you for the event.
Oh, yes. Well, Big Fatty, thank you for having me. I do have a question for you, though, and I think it's a question that all of our listeners have.
Yes.
Why did we need to come out here to know the answer to that? Just saying.
You know, it's not really a shadow. It's more of, it's really more of an eclipse, isn't it?
Right. And
it's just kind of an extinguishing of the sun. Well, and you're right. We don't really need to be here. Could you fire up the tessellator and get us back to the light.
Drive it to the light, Fatty Ann. Drive it to the light.
Play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh. That was not a sound effect.
Ooh. No.
Well,
it was a sound effect, but it just wasn't on the sound effect board.
Correct. I did not have to cue that one. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 3rd of February, 2025, and it's been a while, year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who... Y'all have been a little under the weather. Mr. Aww. Larry H. Vader, spelled...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Sounds like he's under the weather, too.
He is. Even when I'm a little down, he can't get it right. Y'all, V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today, I got to back up some... Y'all, we've got a new file. Got a new recording file. And joining me today, as always, it's my fat friend and yours. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty. Y'all, I have not seen Big Fatty in a month. It's been a minute, so.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all.
Still fat.
So, can't tell that, looks the same. Still alive, still fat. Y'all have not seen Big Fatty because, as you know, we told you there would be no show for my birthing day weekend because, y'all, I was in the Lost Wages.
Yes, and bring us up to date.
Well, I will.
Excuse me. I'll just sit here quietly.
Yeah, just a little overview. The weekend after that, Big Fatty was at the Hara at the Leather Weather weekend.
I believe it's referred to as Leather Weather.
Yeah, never again. And y'all, I thought about reaching out to him when he got back on that Monday, but y'all, I knew he would just be bone weary from being the cruise director.
Bone weary.
And well, I was a little...
No, bone weary because of having to drive back with Granny.
Well, there's that.
Who, by the way, as we are recording today...
It's
Sunday,
a big day.
The tooth, it's 70. Lordy, lordy, look who's not 40.
Correct. Y'all, I saw that on the face space, and I was like, that granny, I tell you. Y'all, I was a little phlegmy on that that day anyway. So I said, you know, we'll just pretend this week didn't happen. And then, y'all, the phlegm got worse, and I know where it came from.
Did it come from the snow and ice?
No, it came from the Lost Wages.
Ah!
And I know who gave it to me, and I threatened that man's life if he coughed on me again, so apparently it didn't work. But anyway, y'all, let me tell you.
Do we need to play the bagpipes?
It got so bad. Y'all, I went to the doctor, because I was like, oh, this, y'all, and she said, well, it's probably the COVID. And I said, well, I've taken 3 COVID tests, and not the symptoms. You know, I don't have fever. I don't have body aches. And she said, oh, she said, well, let's do a flu test. So, y'all, we did a flu test. I was like, I don't think it's the flu. I've had the flu. Y'all, you don't take your flu shot. You do not want the flu. Trust me on this. I said, I don't think this is the flu. And she said, it's probably the
tuberculosis.
The RSV. Is that? Yeah. Or a really bad cold.
Okay, so she made 2 diagnoses, which were both wrong.
Right.
So she went on to the third.
Yeah. She said, you know, it's going around. She said, I don't know that there was a test or whatever for the RSV. Is that the name of that?
Mm-hmm.
She said, but it doesn't matter because the treatment is the same, and it's just you got to take care of yourself. It's over the counter, you know, whatever. So,
right.
Y'all. I was okay on last Sunday, but y'all, I knew I was not good enough to record. We did not have a little show, so I apologize. It's been almost a month since there was a little show, but you know, that's better than
people were rejoicing.
I know. They were like, whew, thank you for our winter break. So I'm still phlegmy, but y'all, I'm 1,000 times better than I was. And I'm going to tell you, so I don't want to spend the whole 30 minutes talking about Miss Bacon or Las Vegas, but y'all went to the Lost Wages. Big Fatty picked me up, always eternally grateful for the ride to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Big Fatty for Aeropuerto. And
right.
Y'all got on the Aluminium Tube of Death.
Yes.
I don't remember where I connected. Probably Chicago. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, I don't remember. But matters not. Y'all, I'm not going to tell y'all about the trip because there's nothing to tell, truthfully. But a few highlights. One is, y'all, it was my actual birthing day when I flew out there. It was a Thursday. And the whole plan was to get there early enough to get to the motel, get checked in, have a little dinner.
I believe that was the Tuscany Suites.
Tuscany Suites and Casino. Get checked in. I wasn't going to get settled. I was just going to throw the toiletries on the counter, freshen up, have a little dinner, and then I was going to get in the Uber, shred some papers, and then
had some receipts to shred.
And then
Daniel Bieber will like that because you know it amplifies what's coming through.
Yeah, head off to the Fun Hog Ranch to actually celebrate my birthday.
Oh,
y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I am too old for that shit. If you think about it, I got to the hog probably around 7:30 Pacific. Y'all, that's 10:30 Eastern. And I had traveled across the country. Excuse me, I don't have a mute button, Daniel. y'all, to say that I was tired is an understatement. But y'all, I went, I celebrated, had a good time, had a really good time. But y'all, I was, I was tired. It was too much. But y'all, I thought about Big Fatty. We were on the Aeroplano,
and somebody sharded.
Right, basically, y'all, I did not get an upgrade. But a special shout out to Collier, the flight attendant. Y'all, he came by. I was in Economy Plus, but not first. And he came by, and he said, "Mr. Vader, you know."
Did he say hi?
Yeah, he said. Are you hungry? And I said, well, I ate in the club, but thank you. I said, but I would like a beverage and a beverage. And he said, oh, sure. And he said, what do you want?
And so you turned down a meal?
No. I mean, he was going to sell it to me. It was the Hamburglar or the lasagna. And y'all, they're not bad, but I had eaten. I had a actually semi-healthy meal in the club. But y'all, I was out of dollar bills. I only had 20, so I didn't get a drink in the club to celebrate my birthday because I didn't have enough. I didn't have change to tip. Anyway, and y'all, that is a life lesson. Y'all, if you're going to get a drink, I don't care if it's in the complimentary club, you tip. All right?
That's correct.
And so I did not get a drink because I asked a couple of the ladies working there if they had, if, you know, there was someone who could break
a
20.
Make change.
Yeah, but no one could. So I didn't get a drink, and that's fine. But I was like, I'll just buy one on the Aereo Plano, which I never do. But, you know, like, why not? And so, y'all,
did you not get complimentary drinks in Comfort Plus?
You do not. It's not Comfort Plus. It's Economy Plus. Oh. And there's the difference. Delta's product is very different. But anyway, you do not get complimentary drinks. But
by the way, let me just say, was this on American Airlines or United?
It was on United. We do not fly the American. Also, I was nowhere near DC, so no one can blame me. But anyway, y'all, Collier's popping it in because, you know, on United, it's cash free and they just charge it to your seat. You have to have a charger plate on file. Now, I know that's changed in the last. Actually, it changed while I was in Vegas that you could tap to pay with your Apple Pay. But either way, so y'all, he looks, he's like, it's your, and y'all, it could not have been louder. It's your 45th birthday. This one's on me. And everyone's like, and I was like, I was like,
did you get a complimentary hamburger?
I did. And I said, Collier, I said,
thank you for embarrassing me.
I said, Collier, you're very young and good looking. And I know you don't understand this.
I'll be at the Fun Hog Ranch.
Right. Oh, God, no, he wasn't.
Come early because I'm old.
No, he was not my type. But I said, but there are times in a man's life where we do not announce that it is our birthday. And we have reached that point. But anyway, so y'all.
So what did we do? We announced Granny's 70th. Okay.
Right. Well, that's because it's Granny. But y'all. So the guy sitting directly in front of me, we both had whole rows because
were fat.
Well, there was a winter storm moving in, so everyone, all the business travelers, were going to go home a day early, so they didn't get stuck somewhere. So that's first class was completely booked with cash paying customers, meaning all the 1Ks and people with status were in Economy Plus. So that's why. It was a weird service deal. Anyway, matters not. But y'all, there were a bunch of 1Ks sitting around me, and they don't pay for drinks. They don't pay for...
What? I don't know what a 1K is.
It's the highest tier level. It's million miles people. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they've spent minimum of $20,000 a year on flights. Anyway, so they're sitting around me. So y'all, they get complimentary drinks. So what happens? Y'all, the fucking drinks keep coming. And I was like, thank you, but I cannot. Like, I appreciate it, but like the combination of alcohol and altitude are not my friend. And also, y'all, I knew I was going out for the beverage, you know, with
right.
Y'all, I kid you not, 7 drinks.
Oh!
And I didn't drink. They just kept coming, and I wasn't drinking them. And Collier. Just put those bottles in your bag. Collier, what the fuck do you think I'm going to do with mini bottles of vodka and gin? Like, I mean, drink them, obviously, but like, I'm in Las Vegas. Like,
but you did take them.
Absolutely. Okay. They're sitting right here. Anyway, they're over here somewhere.
Anyway.
But yeah, so it was all fun and games, but y'all... The pilot turned into, this is what the story is about, y'all. The pilot turned into full Big Fatty. And he said, and he was like, folks, want to thank you for flying with us today. We know that the weather has gotten some of you a little worried. But I just want to tell you that we're going to do something unique today. Our we're going to hop into the jet stream. Now, the jet stream normally doesn't flow through this sort of this area of the country, I bet most of our frequent flyers know. But we're going to hop into it. It's going to get a little bumpy when we're hopping into it, but we're going to make up some time. Y'all, we made up an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And when he said it was going to get a little bumpy, I think he may have undersold that a little bit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But y'all, that 321, we were moving. Y'all, we were supposed to land in Vegas at 6:30. We were at the gate at 5 o'clock.
Oh!
So,
dear gussy.
Needless to say,
it was worth hopping in the jet stream.
It was, y'all, and we were doing the woo, woo, you know, well, no a wonder, little bit.
That's why they were sending drinks. They were trying to calm you down, going right. woo, right,
exactly. But y'all, it was great. Vegas was fantastic, as it always is. And so the last night I was there. Y'all,
wasn't there a secret guest that was going to be there also?
Y'all, there was no secret guest. The secret guest could not make it, this is why I didn't say anything. We knew that there was going to be a scheduling question with the secret guest.
Did you want to reveal who the secret guest might have been?
Oh, it was just going to be the Glavitas. I would have been very happy for the Glavitas to be there. But y'all, yes. On Sunday... Sunday night, had gone out with my friend, we'll call him Colin, because that's his name. And so we'd gone to the Hog, and y'all, his partner is a bartender there, but y'all, this guy from Philadelphia comes in, who knew my friends in Philadelphia and recognized me from the trip. But so we chatted a little bit. Y'all, he's a cute little boy. He's a big boy. But y'all, he had never been to the Hog before.
Oh!
And he didn't.
Well, you need somebody to kind of walk you through it. And
the first thing he did was he ordered a vodka.
Oh, wait a minute! Wait! Right. Did he order a double?
He did.
Okay, that's the first. That's the first indicator that you've never been to the Hog.
And I looked at him, and he's like, "Everybody here drinks beer," and I said, "You'll understand." And he is drinking. He's like, "My God, this is a big drink." And I said, "Yep." He said, "What's this card for?" I said, "Well, the next one's free." Oh. And so he's drinking and he gets another one. And he's like, "I don't know if I'm going to make it." And I said, "Everyone does it their first trip to the Hog. Mm-hmm. That's why no one here is drinking liquor. Because, I mean, a few people come in, they'll have a drink and go. But like for the most part... If you're going to be there for a minute, you can't do it. You're drinking pure liquor. Right. You know, and they don't have mixers there. It's very unfortunate.
It's you know, I hear, you know, perhaps mixers are being imported and, you know.
Right. They just can't afford them. Well, y'all, Colin and I went next door to Flex and... Y'all, I sit down at the bar, and Larry sits next to me, and I don't know Larry's name. He would never tell me, but I've seen him around every time I've been to Vegas. He's about 120 mm-hmm. years old.
It's Granny.
He is Latino, but he's very skinny, and he is a full-on vaquero, a.k.a. cowboy, like with the hat and the whatever, the whole nine yards. He's quite a sight to behold. Well, y'all... He puts $50 in the video poker machine.
Mm.
Max bets at $1.25 or whatever. Won $2,800.
Oh!
So, you know, he was like, "Oh, you're my good luck charm." And I was like, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." He's like, "May I?" And it's a thing where you tip out your the guy who pays you and the whatever. And I was like, mm-hmm. "Oh, you don't need to do that, but, you know, sure." So I think he puts a $20 bill in my video poker machine. No. He put a $100 bill in my video poker machine, which was very kind of him. So we laughed. We joked. Y'all, I cashed that shit right on out. Mm-hmm. Y'all, we went back to the Hog. And Philadelphia.
You and the cowboy.
No. Me and Colin.
Oh.
And Philadelphia, y'all, he's still there drinking. And ooh. I was like, oh, Lord. And, you know, this all started at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
So, and this is at like 8 o'clock. And I'm like, all right.
Ooh.
And so I said, well, I think I'm going to go get a burrito. And so we went and got a burrito and stopped. And
did Philadelphia come with you?
No. Colin and
okay.
I did.
Okay.
And we stopped, and Colin was killing time because he's waiting on his boyfriend to get off, and or mm-hmm. his partner's husband, y'all. So we stop and we do a few other things on the way because we walked, and it's just a couple blocks, and we're walking back. And I understand if you've been to the Hog, don't walk, right? If you're not comfortable in the city, don't walk. But it's fine,
right?
If you are, and so y'all, we stopped at this little hole in the wall place, and. You know, saw some people he knew, whatever. Was that Colin? Yeah, that was Colin. And y'all, we get back to the Hog and it's almost midnight. And I'm like, y'all, I got to go to bed because mm-hmm. I've not had that much to drink. But like, it's midnight. Y'all, Philadelphia was still there.
Oh!
And he's still drinking. And I was like, whew. And so I'm like, hey, you know, we're heading out. I just want to make sure you're good. Or I said, I'm heading out. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, when do you go home? Tomorrow. And I was like, whew, that's going to be an ugly flight. What time's your flight? 6 a.m. Y'all, it's midnight. And I said, what airline are you flying? American. And I said, all right, well, you know, you need to be at the airport by like 4:30 at the latest because Terminal 2 is a nightmare at that time in the morning. He's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I would leave the hotel by 4:00. You know, for 6 a.m. flight. He's like, that'll be fine. Y'all, it's midnight. And he's still drinking. He can barely, he's smoking a cigarette, which pretty sure he doesn't smoke, but he's, you know. So I go to bed, went back, y'all left on Wednesday, went back on Tuesday. Tino is bartending.
So Philadelphia was still there?
So I walk in and Tina's like, oh my God, I thought you went home. I was like, no, I just took a day off from the beverage, no beverage, and you know, whatever. Had a chill day.
Right.
And he was like, oh my God, Philadelphia. And I said, yeah. He was like, I left at 2:00 and he was still here drinking. And I was like.
Because they don't close.
Right. It's 24/7. And I said, yeah, that sounds about right. And he's like, do you think he made his flight? And I was like, absolutely not. Even if he had made it to the airport, they wouldn't have let him on the plane. He wouldn't have made it through TSA. He couldn't stand up. You can't sober up in 2 hours or whatever.
How old is Philadelphia again?
I'd say early 30s, early to mid 30s. Okay. So old enough to know better. But y'all, the Hog got him. So we're sitting there laughing and joking. And who walks into the bar? Philadelphia. Yeah.
Of course.
So he had extended his trip because he couldn't get home and slept through his flight. But anyway, y'all, final story. I did not go out on Monday, as I said, and I had gotten cash on Sunday and I ended up not needing it because I didn't pay for any drinks. And then Cowboy gave me $100, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so I had a bunch of cash in my pocket and you know, it just burns a hole.
Ooh, you can just smell it burning.
And so I was like, you know what? Like I'm good. Yeah. I went out at like 5:00. Cause I was like, I had changed my flight to an early flight on Wednesday. Cause I just wanted to get home. And so I was like, you know, I'll hang out for a little while. And I did. I was in bed by 9:00.
You ended up staying out until 2 a.m.
No, I was in bed by 9:00.
Okay.
But, so I threw a 20 into the video poker machine or the slot, whatever.
Now, are you at the Hog?
I'm at the Hog, and I'm laughing with Tino, whatever. And then Patty Cakes comes in, and we're laughing. Y'all, I don't.
Wait a minute. Who is Patty Cakes?
He's one of the other bartenders. He's the Big Bear bartender. And so Patty Cakes comes in, and we're laughing. And, you know, they're like, oh, when are we going to see you again? And I was like, oh, probably not until, like, May. But, y'all, I don't normally bet big. I just put a 20 in so I drink for free if they're not going to give me a complimentary beverage. Well, y'all, I have money. So I was like, I'll just, you know, bet max bet on quarters for video poker.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, I hit a straight flush, which is about $100.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina said, all right, don't give it all back. And I was like, eh. I mean, at this point, even if I gave half of it back, like, you know, like I still profited and I'm drinking, whatever. He's like, right, right, but don't give it all back. So y'all, I keep playing and I'm feeling bold at this point.
Ooh.
Because I've got all this cash. Y'all, I was playing bonus poker, which pays for aces, and I got four aces, which was $230.
Oh. Wow.
So I'm feeling really bold. So I keep playing, and I got four aces. Y'all, I paid for my entire trip on the last night playing video poker.
Well, there you go.
So it was good. It was good. It was a great trip. Unfortunately, I was sitting in the motel lobby, and this guy sat down next to me and started coughing and making all these noises. And I gave him the dirty look and got up and left, but I didn't do it soon enough. So I did get sick after I got home, but it was just a cold. At the end of the day,
yeah,
just a cold, so it was fine. But y'all, that was my trip to Vegas. So thanks for your patience and for listening to all that.
It sounds lovely.
It was great. It was great. So it's what I wanted.
What happens in Vegas gets brought home and becomes congestive.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, but y'all, I bet you think we're going to play the dead or alive, but I don't think so.
Au contraire, Pierre.
You know what we're
not going to play anything.
Well, we aren't because it doesn't seem to be here. y'all, I'm not really sure what I have done to the sound effects board and this computer. I'm wondering if it was a software update. Let's just go through these one by one. Y'all, this is very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. We are a professional podcast.
And Scott.
Yes.
Yeah. So apparently we are not going to play the
what? Sound. What? Wait. Never say never.
Let's do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're
I renamed it voicemail.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin and talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with
well,
this
I'm sure they've tightened this up.
They did it as a birthday. As a birthday.
Hamming it up. Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Now, our voicemail today is probably not from Miss Bacon. I'm not going to sort of just say on.
Yes.
But we do have a voicemail, which is shocking.
Oh.
So let's do this.
Yeah.
Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudy in Tampa. I am reaching out to you because of your encyclopedic knowledge of pretty much everything. And you're a well font of information and
a font of information.
Anyway, my question is, what does the peanut gallery mean? It's like somebody said, ignore the comments in the peanut gallery. Can you tell us what actually the peanut gallery is? Thank you.
I'm not sure why you're playing. Okay, thank you.
And
anxious.
Oh, hi.
Did he just toot?
He did. He gave a little honk. A little honk.
Now, that, of course, is Guru Nudy in Tampa. But I've played that voice letter on my show.
Have you really?
Yes, months ago.
Oh, well. It just got sent to us about 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago. Y'all, let's see here. It came in on January 26th, actually. So,
oh,
yeah. Yeah.
So well, that's strange because I've answered that question. But would you like to take a stab at it here? First of all, Guru Nudie, are you on the Blue Butterfly? Because I don't see you anymore on the social media, so you need to get on there and find Big Fatty Online.
Ah, well, he's very busy. He's very busy.
Very busy.
He and Loverman are
donkeys.
They're doing all sorts of things. So, y'all, the Peanut Gallery refers back to a time many, many, many years ago. You would probably remember it, Big Fatty. But it was, I don't really know. It was probably something about some spectators at a political event. And y'all, they ate the peanuts and threw the shells on the floor. So they were, yeah, that's all I got. But yeah, I don't know. And if you played this on your little show,
just goggle Peanut Gallery.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll pop right up.
Yeah.
So,
but Guru, anyway, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. If you want to call us like Guru Nudie in Tampa, you can just not call us, but you can send us a voice letter, a file. What is that called? An audio file from your phone.
How do you do that?
Yeah, you just record it on your phone on the little audio recorder app, and you share it, and then click email, and you mail it to meh@thelfc.online, and we would love to hear from you.
Now you know that Daniel Bieber is going to say that's very difficult.
Oh, great! So now also,
yes,
y'all, I got to scroll because it was a hell of a week at the coal mine.
By the way, while you're scrolling, I want to just mention to everyone that here we are in February. And it's so question month over at the BFO. So,
yeah, well, there aren't that, they all.
You know, it's too bad that question didn't come in to the BFO.
Ah,
well, but like I say, I've already answered it.
Well, there you go.
Anyway,
y'all, Doc Stone reached out to me.
Oh,
y'all,
is the good doctor?
He was good. Y'all, well, we had chatted a little bit about the horror weekend. With Granny posted some photos on the face space, and we were all mortified.
Mortified. Okay.
Yeah, but well, Dr. Stone and I were, and so, y'all, he was driving around the San Diego, and I guess I forgot to tell him that I was going to be out there because he got behind a car that had a Vader 7 license plate. So, you know,
Did he toot at you?
He did.
Okay.
So Doc Stone, sorry, I forgot to tell you that I was going to be out there, but,
Yeah.
Thanks for the little, toot toot that you gave me. And,
And did you give him, a gesture back?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Just
I don't know what that was,
but you know what that is. So
I know what that is. What was the other one?
It was supposed to be a nose blowing.
Let's hear that again.
Where is it? What was that called?
I don't know.
Shot Uzi. Let's see.
That sounds like the tessellator.
Y'all, this is why we don't use these other.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It kind of sounded like the sound when you sit down on a leather sofa or something like that.
Well, fair.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah.
Oh, that's. Excuse me.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, dear Gussie.
Yeah. Y'all, sorry the show went a couple minutes long today, but...
it's been a month.
It is, and you didn't even hear the big Ricky buzzer go off downstairs. Y'all, I'm...
But it's gonna.
Yep, I'm finishing up the laundry. And y'all, by the way, we didn't mention it, but it fucking snowed here. And,
Yes, it did. Oh!
Y'all, the snow was fine. I've been to the car wash twice now. I still can't get it clean. The snow was fine, but y'all, it was cold. Oh my good God, the cold was awful.
Ooh,
we are just built
bone,
for that.
Bone chilling.
Yeah. Whoa. Thank God
you
I was
didn't
sick
dare put your feet up because they'd freeze to death.
Exactly, y'all. My power bill came, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine what would happen if it snowed in Walnut Hills?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I don't see how that would be different from any other day.
Except that
the koi pond might freeze. Yeah, well, right.